even though the final score is a 22-point game, you guys played much better, and you look more confident against Goodland the first time around.
You know, I would agree with that. You know, we came out and we were not scared at the beginning of the game. We worked hard. You know, it was a 22-point game against a really good team, but we did a lot of good things. You know, our defense was pretty sound for the most part of the game. We were moving the ball and getting the balls to the right places at times. We just got to take care of it more than what we did tonight.
It's just one of those things, again, the length of Goodland just provides a lot of issues.
You know, it does. You know, whether they put the full court press on us or the 1-3-1 half court, when you've got that many girls 6 foot and athletic and can jump and really can move, they're a hard team to beat. They're hard for everyone. So, you know, I'm just proud of the girls that they came out and they gave it their best, and you know, we'll just see where the rest of the year takes us.
You guys had a good first quarter there. I thought even though you had some turnovers early on there and gave up 8 in a row, I thought that was a really good first quarter. You hung with them, but it was just that opening stretch of the second quarter that kind of did you guys in.
Yeah, we just, you know, first quarter we got some good shots and they were going in, and then the second quarter we didn't get those shots. We turned the ball over, got foul trouble. We just got to, you know, bounce back, and if they make a run, we have to make the next run, and we just never got that next run going. We really got down there for a little bit.
Yeah, it just was kind of one of those nights where Goodland had a lot of those runs. You guys had some runs, though. You did have a couple of times where you did have some runs there, and I thought it was a big night for Brooke Strine underneath. She had, I think, 23, I think, unofficially.
Maybe, I don't know, 20-something, I think. You know, she did a great job of really taking it to them, drawing some fouls, getting to the free throw line. She just didn't step down. You know, sometimes, you know, when you get a lot of girls the same height and they double you, you tend to back off a little bit. She didn't. She was really attacking the basket, knew what she needed to do, and got the job done for us.
I tell you, a player that really stepped up tonight when you needed her was Mackenzie Metzger up top on that defense. She was kind of like one of those pesky gnats among the trees there. And she had about 3 steals, and what a nice layup she had.
You know, she's doing a good job. She's starting to really figure out the rotation on the defense and where she's needed. She has that quick speed, you know, and you know, I keep telling her to be like a cat, you know, don't always go for the steal, wait and pick your times to go. And she did, and she got the right times and really did a good job on defense.
But, you know, this is, I always said, this is more competitive game for you guys really this time around than the first time. And you score 45 points. That's only the fifth time this year Goodland has allowed over 40 points. And that's ties for the second most points that Goodland has allowed this year.
Wow, that's impressive. You know, I just know that, you know, the first time we played, they really put a lot of their second, third string people in, you know, even in the first half. And, you know, that's how we got some of our points. And tonight, we were scoring against the best of the best.
Yes.
And we were doing some good things against them. They didn't take them out until the last little bit. So, you know, our girls found a way, and now they know that, hey, we can score against the best of the best. So we just need to do that every night in and out of games.
Well, it's unofficially official, I guess you could say. It's Colby coming up. Lakin lost to Wichita County by 3, so it's round 3 with Colby, and I know you'll be going up to their side, or kind of seeing the crime before Christmas, and I think it's going to be a pretty good game next week.
It will. You know, we're going to be ready to go. We're going to make some changes, and we're going to talk about what we need to do to get that last second shot and move on. You know, I told the girls at halftime, or at the end of the game after that, I said, we got to regroup. This is a fun time. We want to survive, and we want to move on. And game one now is going to be Colby. So, you know, we got to be ready to go and believe that we can knock them off and just take one game at a time. And who knows, maybe we'll see Goodland again on next Saturday.
Hey, that would be pretty awesome.
That would be awesome.
You never know. It's March Madness for a reason.
I know. We can knock some people off, maybe.
Yeah, you bet. Well, thanks again. A great effort for your team tonight, but you got to be proud of a lot of things they did here, and even though it was a loss. But thanks again. We'll see you hopefully tomorrow.
All right. See you. Bye.